Welcome to the Pin Arcade Staff Podcast. And today is 2 days after PAX. Is that correct? I'm always wrong with the dates.
It is Wednesday. And PAX ends on Monday.
I did it.
Yeah, but yesterday was PAX teardown. So
that doesn't count. It's not for attendees. It's not PAX. It's just teardown.
Well, it kind of counts for us.
Only for you, yeah. Yeah.
If you look on the site and look at the dates for PAX, what does it say?
Yeah.
Well, it says 2 days ago. Yeah. But we just got back from PAX.
Yeah. How was it? How was your PAX, David?
My PAX was awesome. I played Rocket League in a tournament and lost, which is probably for the better because...
You made it through two rounds, though.
Yeah, I lost on the third round out of six rounds, I think.
You played on the big screen, right?
I did play on the big screen. I won that match.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got nerves of steel.
Because we were all screaming at him.
And people were screaming, and that was not helping.
Could you hear me?
Sounds like you screamed really loud.
Could you hear me in the crowd, David?
That's Robert Koo, by the way.
Could you hear me?
I could hear you, yes. You were yelling things, and they were not all supportive. I'm not sure any of them were supportive.
But could you hear, like, specifically my voice?
I could hear your specific voice. In fact, this is probably the reason that you cannot talk right now.
Was it good advice? Was it, like, tactical tips?
No. Like, mostly,
like, flank or watch out?
I think that he was pointing out when I was doing things that I should not do so that I could not do them anymore.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yep.
Yeah, it's trying to motivate you, David.
Yeah, and pointing out that, like, my overall performance was subpar, I think.
Did that make you want to try harder then? So you wouldn't be such a disappointment?
I guess maybe.
An embarrassment.
Maybe I should thank you for all the constructive criticisms.
Yeah. By the way, this is Robert.
Oh, and hi, Robert.
My voice is...
Robert the Frog.
Thrashed after this week.
I guess we didn't do introductions.
That's David Kaufman.
Where?
You're pointing to him.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Hi, David.
David's in the middle. I'm one in the middle. Do you hear in the middle? That's
for
David.
For the podcast people, I am in the middle.
I am I'm Robert. I'm flanking David on one side.
He's
Robert's on
his flank.
On my left side, if you're curious.
He's covering his flank.
I'm flanking him.
And I'm ready with the backstab. This is Mike. Failhour. Prepare to be stabbed, Dave.
I don't want to be stabbed.
All right, no stabbing.
Thank you.
So I think that Rocket League tournament was probably pretty close to my favorite thing of PAX altogether. And I hope we get the opportunity to do more PAX arenas in some form, somehow.
Now, more PAX arena or more Rocket League?
PAX arena in general. I think that's just a cool format for regular, just anybody to come in and compete in a tournament. You know, it's not...
In a huge
so much,
tournament.
Yeah, and it's not so much pressure as far as, you know, like the other tournaments, it feels more like you're going in and you need to be good.
Mm.
You know, like those are tournaments. This is more like a, hey, come play this game and see if you win. And you don't even need a team. You know, it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
All our console stuff is made to be more casual, actually, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
David, my question is for you. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, what? Can you speak up just a little bit?
David.
Yes, I need to punish you back for all the punishment that you have offered me.
Inflicted. Yeah, I mean, if we were to do it again, which I'm sure we will,
mm-hmm.
I wonder whether or not to do like the qualifiers in... like the PAX Arena qualifiers in certain rooms and then just do all the semis and finals up in the main theater.
Hmm.
It depends. I mean,
then you could use it for more other things rather than just being stuck to that one thing the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just rolling semis throughout the day?
Could be. Could be. Who knows? Who knows? Be interesting.
But, you know, it would be. It's easier for everyone to just go to one place.
Spot. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
But it's cool. So if you guys have a game out there that's really good in multiplayer and you want it played by lots of people, just give it to us and a bunch of money so that you can have your own PAX Arena.
Thanks, Josh.
Such a great pitch.
Good sales pitch. Yeah. Yep. I mean,
I like your instincts on that one.
For the record,
watch
though,
it.
For
he's
the record,
you.
Though.
No, he's hired.
For the record, though, I mean, the PAX Arena, like, you know, Psyonix did not pay.
No, they did not pay.
Sony did not pay. Like, that's not a paid thing right now.
I forgot about that. Damn, to make it
more viable in the future, we need, you know, them to essentially, you know.
That's true. It is not a very cheap proposition to put on.
No.
But, you know, the cards, you know, that were dealt were actually pretty good for us because just the way that things happened to happen in order to make the PAX Arena happen. You know, we did it in a really cost-effective way, and, you know, I was really happy with the way it turned out. And I know that fans were happy, too. I got a lot of great feedback about it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was so fun to watch. It also was a highlight for me as well.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that is it's legitimately as fun to watch as it is to play, or at least close to it.
Yeah,
true.
It's really good to watch.
I converted some people in this office to the whole. How many emails did we get that said, "Oh, now I get it, esports"? Right?
Oh yeah,
I sent one of those emails.
You did.
This is the first game that I've ever had any interest at all in watching strangers play.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What about? Did you get a chance to watch the final round?
I didn't this time.
Oh man, you missed out.
I'll have to watch it on a stream.
Guess we shouldn't spoil it for people that didn't get to go. Although everyone listening to this should have gotten to go. You had a good chance to go.
That's true.
To go to attend PAX.
Yeah, to attend PAX.
Club PA members.
Yeah,
true.
But you know, maybe we shouldn't spoil it for those that haven't gotten to.
Sure. All right. But dude,
it was good though. You should watch it on the I guess replay of the stream.
I don't know where the hell that is. We'll find out.
Yeah, on Twitch.
So. Speaking of, dude, that freaking Club PA meetup this time was huge.
Yeah, there was a lot of
people.
Holy
crap.
Way more than I expected.
Like that thing, I feel like, I mean, the last time it was at Prime, it was in the, was it in the Paramount? And we did it on the stairs, the photo?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
it was in that little lobby.
Yeah, like that had to have been double, almost triple in size.
Yeah, I feel like it's been growing with every show. Yeah. Like the last two shows, it was getting bigger and bigger too.
Yeah. Well, hey,
which is good. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
It's fun seeing those hands go up too when you're talking about the different PAXs also.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous how many people
travel.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
I was telling some of the exhibitors, they were asking about, you know, the growth of PAX and, you know, in San Antonio coming up on our second year there and all that. And like, how was it? Was it a real PAX? And just like with Boston and just like with Australia, telling those guys like, yes, it was a real PAX. And I think it's those PAX veterans that are so vital to injecting that PAX culture and spirit.
Yeah.
Right. Cause otherwise it's just like this unformed base, you know, it's like just raw dough. And then these guys come in with the sourdough starter.
And those, that take the quote unquote risk of going early.
Yeah.
Like they get huge benefits. Like I know Motiga last year at South.
Oh yeah.
You know, they made a big splash at San Antonio and yeah, they just dominated the show. It was awesome. Like it's funny. Like we don't have a problem drawing the attendees. That's quote unquote the easy part. Like, cause the brand is so strong and it's a known quantity. And when there's people, there will, you know, the exhibitor base will follow fairly quickly. And, you know, South was the strongest launch we've done. I mean, it was bigger, stronger, better than PAX East 2010, PAX Australia 2013.
Yeah.
And like both of those shows have blown up as well. Yeah. And speaking of course, we've got, you know, Australia right around the corner.
You've got Australia.
Oh, you're not coming to this one? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I know.
Another one drops the dust.
Yeah, I got some good tips from Cahill. He said just go off the internet during the entire weekend.
Oh yeah,
because otherwise you'll lose your mind.
I would not be able to do that. I would find that impossible.
I'm gonna try.
All right, dude.
Yep.
Let me know how that goes for you.
No.
Are you doing anything special instead, like going on a vacation or anything?
I'm gonna try to go on like a little coast trip with the family. which is the whole point of not going, right? Was not leaving behind Allura and Orlando and Darlin. Just a little weekend kind of a thing. Someplace without internet access.
You know, it's wise. I get it. I totally get it.
It's a long time to be away.
What about you, Josh? You're also not going.
No. That's just because I have too much stuff. And Australia takes a lot more time out than anything else.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's best that I don't go at least this year.
Okay.
Until I get everything under more control, you know.
For the PATV stuff.
Yelp.
I understand.
There's a whole team down there too, focused just on Australia.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have to do really anything last year.
Last year was more just like tiny firefighting as opposed to Prime and East and South, where it's
and some,
like,
you know, some of that culture stuff, especially, you know, dealing with the security folk and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think that's done now. So.
Yeah, Seattle is, going back to Prime, it's such a beast. Like, I know so many people have heard me say it, but Prime is so much harder than everything else.
Yeah.
Like,
that building is
buildings
terrible. Let's just say it. Let's just go ahead and say it.
It's so hard.
It was actually actively hostile to at least one attendee where I went back at night after, God, everything was getting shut down to pick up my bag, right? This is like, I don't know, 10, 11, around there. And I go into the Expo HQ and I get my bag and I flip it open to check on Twitter to see what people are saying about PAX. And I hear this banging, bang, 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 bang. Thinking, someone wants to get in the expo hall. The expo hall's closed, you know, no big deal. They'll figure it out. Bang, 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 bang. So I'm like, well, all right, that person really wants to get in there. Bang, 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 like long, you know? Yeah. So I get him like, this exhibitor, it's not an attendee by this point, right? Because they would have given up by now. So it must be an exhibitor who really needs to get in. This is an emergency. I open up the door from Expo Hall HQ, look on the hallway, there's no one there.
It's a ghost.
Then I hear it again. Boom, 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 boom. And it's from like 10 feet away from a stairwell. I go to the stairwell, open it up, and I say, are you trapped? And this person stumbles out crying, saying like, yes, I've been trapped. And I've been banging on here for like an hour.
Wow.
I know exactly which stairwell you're referring to.
Yeah.
I have been trapped in that stairwell.
It turns out it's like a Venus flytrap for attendees and Roberts, apparently.
Yes, there is a way to get out. I can't remember exactly how, but you have to essentially, you have to go all the way up first or something like that. I can't remember, but yeah, I mean.
Seems like just for like by law, right? There has to be a way to get out of there.
It's ridiculous.
It's a fire escape stairwell, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough venue to work in. It's a tough venue to work in. So what about you, Josh? You like the PAX Arena? What else? You get to see a bunch of stuff.
Do I get to see a bunch of stuff?
You get to see exactly what I get to see.
Exactly, which is not really a lot.
Well,
we miss a lot of stuff. We see fragments.
You don't get the Q&A this year.
Which one?
The Q&A.
Oh, the Club PA one?
No, the Mike and Jerry.
No, we didn't get to see any of those.
Oh, we didn't see any of those.
Yeah.
No.
I never see them either.
All right. Well,
I'm sure they were great. Someone that part. Tell me how it was.
Draw a strip. Anyone see that one?
I went to the main theater once to drop off a PAX XB code, and that was literally the only time I was in the Benaroya.
It's very far away.
I never made it to Paramount, so. How was the cosplay photo thing? Anyone
funny
get a read on that?
I would say there was always, whenever I passed by it, if I would stick around for 5 minutes or so, there was always at least one person would come up and use it. But it was, it just probably will position it somewhere else next year. The reason it was there was because of all the PAX Arena stuff that got put there 2 weeks before the show and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be a continuing idea for the show, for sure.
Oh, the Dark Souls. The Dark Souls fountain statue.
The Fountain
of
Death.
That was definitely really good.
The Fountain of
Death.
That
was amazing.
It was pretty awesome.
Pretty rad.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
The most terrifying bit was looking at it from Expo Hall into the lobby with the sun behind it. And when it was gone, you saw just how misty the whole thing got. Oh, people were breathing in that.
Oh, man.
Goop. Which is just water with food coloring or whatever, but still.
Maybe.
Yeah, fog machine was
or,
back there.
Or it's the blood of the earth. Who knows?
So any stories anybody is wanting to divulge? I think that's the word, divulge.
I've got one.
Regurgitate.
I've got one. There was a, I got a phone call. I don't know if you were around during this time.
Oh, no. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I get this phone call at about...
We were waiting for the Omegathon.
Yes, it was Monday afternoon. And I go, well, hello, this is Robert. And this woman, the woman's on the other side and says, hey, I got your phone number. I was at PAX and I was up on level 2, one of the charging stations, and my phone broke, and someone enforced there giving me your number and saying that you could take care of it. I was like, oh, all right.
What?
And I was like, all right. I mean, who knows? And I was like, oh, well, tell me and give me some more context to this. Did you hand someone the phone? I don't understand. And she was like really confused by my question. She's like, yeah, I mean, I gave it to an enforcer for to charge, and I guess they had like snapped off. They had actually broken part of the inside of the charger on my phone. I was like, oh man, I'm really sorry. That really sucks. I mean, I'm unfortunately right in the middle of something. Can I meet you at some point in time later in the show? Because we were prepping for the Omegathon at that point. And she's like, yeah, okay, sure. And I said, well, can I meet you at your office or something? She had mentioned that she was in her office at this point in time up in 2 Union Square. And she goes, she said, that's kind of weird. Do you have like a storefront or something? And like at this point, it dawns upon me that she thinks that I am a cell phone repair person. Right. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm Robert. I'm the show director for PAX. And she's like, oh, and it's just pause. And she said, you can't help me fix my phone. And this conversation's been going on for like 10 or 15 minutes. And I go, oh, you know, hold on for 1 second. And so then we look up a cell phone repair place. I give her the details. I go, hey, look, you know, I mean, if it's, you know, if you think it's, if it's our fault, you know, if you think it's, you know, one of our folks' fault, let me know, please. You know, I'll be more than happy to take care of that for you. She was like, all right, no, it's no big deal. And then that was it. But it was really funny because she thought that like, I ran.
Oh, don't worry about it. I know a guy. Call Robert. He'll fix your phone.
I can see how that miscommunication happened. Where if an enforcer thought that they were, if the enforcer thought that they were responsible for the broken phone, absolutely pass along my number. And but that was clearly interpreted differently from this woman. It's very, very funny. So that's my story.
That's good.
That's a good story.
I give it a 6.
I go to 4.
Out of?
3.
4's 100. Not good.
That's really bad. All right, Dave. Tell your story.
I give it a 2, whatever it is. It's garbage.
Pre-order 2.
2 is in shit, number 2.
He's talking about poop.
Now I don't even want to tell any stories. So
bullshit,
your
that's
turn.
An excuse.
No, you can just like make it real good and impress everybody.
It's not one of the options.
Impress me.
Dance, monkey.
I don't have any great stories, but there was a moment. So for those of you who were at the show, you will know that there was a huge magic sculpture outside of the annex. And this is a thing that starts inside the building and it's up to the window. And then on the other side of the window, it continues connecting to a street lamp, a street light that they had brought in, because it's this huge elaborate thing, and it's dressed up as like a monster. Like it's like a monster growing out of a plant or something. And as I'm running around through PAX one day, I stumble into a woman with about a 4 or 5 year old daughter. And this daughter is looking straight up at this thing that's crushing a cop car, by the way. And that's all part of this whole thing. And this kid is terrified, like mouth open wide. She looked like she was about to cry. And because I'm a horrible human being, I just thought that was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. And the parent is trying to sort of talk the daughter down and tell her that it's okay. It's just pretend.
Hey, you know what? City gave us the permit.
And sculpture.
It's pretty cool.
Sorry.
Yeah. I like how they used the sign or the light looked exactly like the lights.
That was a really nice touch.
Yeah, it's some
blended right
detail
in.
There. Yeah, really flickered cool just right, you know.
Yeah, and the cop car was smoking, and it looked like they actually started with a real cop car, which is amazing to me. I don't know if they actually did or not.
Blues Brothers style police auction.
It was very genuine looking.
That's pretty sweet.
It was sweet.
It was pretty sweet.
I had a conversation with some folks from MineCon. They're just asking about our show and how it relates to their show and whatnot. And it's actually an hour-long conversation, good talk, and it veered in a bunch of different ways. But one of their questions was, how do we gate our content? And mentioned how, like in Australia, you know, we've got these age restrictions kind of things, mm-hmm. right, where they're very, very strict over there. Whereas here, it's like, come on our expo floor, and here's Pikachu, and here's a man getting chainsawed, and these booths are side by side. Mm-hmm. And he was really... It's like, hey, you know, I see a lot of parents here and people with kids. And then there's a fountain with the black blood of, you know, spewing out of a man who's been impaled to the earth. Mm. Right. And like, how do you resolve all this stuff? And the answer I gave him was, well, we trust that the parents will know what they're bringing their kid to. Ultimately, it's their decision to bring the kid into this environment. And he was like, well, how do they know what to expect? And I said, well, the only way you can get PAX tickets is if you are really on top of it and are presumably then a hardcore gamer and you know what a game is and you know what kind of content is in games. But he kind of made me think a little bit about that.
Well, actually, we work with the ESRB on all this.
What does that mean?
So, I mean, the ESRB is the folks that determine the ratings of the games, right? And so a big question early on was, all right, well, you know, there's M-rated games. And you can't advertise M-rated games to folks that are under 17 or 17 and under. So our conversations with them revolve around the demographics of the show.
Yeah.
And if a certain percentage of it is above 17 and over, then you're essentially in the clear.
By purchaser or by... actual
whoever's at the show
badge holder
whoever's at the show. And I mean, frankly, our show is dominated by everyone. By I mean, even though, like, you know, the I'm sure, like, folks that don't go to PAX think, you know, like, oh, video games for kids, but you actually see very few people under 17 at the show.
That's actually the real goal. But you know, at the same time, you have little Johnny who is 6, right, who was brought by their parent and sees the blood fountain, to which I reply, well, the parent brought Johnny. Right? Like, that's the parent's responsibility.
Sure.
I'm not going to, you know, gate or disallow certain content to do the parent's job, right? But to that point, too, these guys were from the Minecraft team. And even at MS, I guess there's a perception, oh, Minecraft, that's a kid's game. But their data shows it's 35 is the average. So, which seems higher than I expected.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
I'm just going to say I think it's a lie.
I think it may very well be.
I think their data is wrong then.
Those guys are fibbers. Maybe it was 25, 35. I don't know. But not kid, point being. And they had some challenges with that, you know, justifying certain kinds of content and certain kinds of outreach. When everyone there is like, yeah, go to the middle schools or whatever.
Sure. Anything else happen at PAX that we can actually talk about?
The storms.
Windstorm. Yeah.
Oh my God, that windstorm.
The picture of the guy who, a tree impaled itself into his living room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sent that along, right?
Yeah.
Right where his chair was?
I thought it was his office.
Yeah, his office in his house.
Yeah.
And he said that PAX saved my life. I would have been sitting right there.
Watching PAX.
Pretty crazy. It's
horrifying to look at. Jeez.
Yeah, when Josh and I were walking down the street right when it hit.
Yeah.
And
right in the face.
It was ridiculous.
So it didn't like sort of ramp up. This just went bang.
No, it was weird. It was like, it was hard and then it would just die. And then it would hit even harder. It would just like slamming you over and over again. Like it was circling around. It was really weird.
Maybe it was a spirit.
Maybe. We'll never know.
Like could be a Wendigo.
There was a guy with a little girl that, where I was like shocked that he wasn't picking her up.
Yeah.
Because like Josh and I had a hard time staying upright. It was insane.
Took trees down.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being on the bridge? The Aurora Bridge?
I saw one of our road closure signs skate all the way through an intersection. And I'm a half block away, like running, but I cannot catch it. It is moving way too fast. And it's headed straight for this shiny yellow Volkswagen Beetle who was not backing up for some reason. And there's another couple people at the intersection who were doing nothing. And I'm running, trying to figure out why nobody is stopping this sign from destroying this car. Like the sign wouldn't destroy the car, but it would. It's a
damage.
Metal sign. It would scratch the hell out of it pretty good.
Yeah, we ran. We went over up to the...
Did it hit?
It did not hit. It hit the curb. And I would say that the edge of the sign was probably 3 feet from the car.
Wow.
Where it landed.
It's probably intimidated by
we had to go up and sandbag and help sandbag up the ones up in Paramount.
Yeah. It's
brutal, man. That wind, that was unexpected.
And it was interesting. On the way back after the windstorm, there was two shitty little plastic signs that were just sitting there perfectly. They didn't get blown over at all.
Yeah, like the little A-frame sandwich board signs.
Mm-hmm.
After essentially this storm had blown Josh and I off the street,
mm-hmm.
we looked, turned over there, and like there are these little like 10-ounce signs just sitting there. No idea.
Impervious.
Could they not have been stood up after the storm?
If someone had knocked them down and put them back up, they would have been incredibly stupid because...
Yeah. I mean, it was still blowing at the time.
Like, the wind was still going. Oh, okay. It didn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cowles is out of... well, not him, but his family was out of power. Pretty much all of PAX.
Yeah, University of Washington was all out. And that was, you know, causing massive problems for all of us because the strain on the grid from everyone having loss of power was... causing brownouts at PAX.
Yeah, we came pretty close to just shutting down our PC room.
Yeah.
If you get a power surge in there, that's a real problem.
Yeah, and all the escalators were going down, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, at one point in time, we had 9 escalators down simultaneously. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It reminded me of the Heinz.
Oh, God.
I laughed about that with Lauren. She was... She was our event manager for that show, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But it all turned out great overall.
Oh, yeah. I think from an attendee side, it was the best show we've ever done. I don't know. Maybe East this year was all. I mean, I think East this year and this show are so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. East was rocking.
Black the Q Hall.
The White Owls.
Yeah.
Man, what a difference.
I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it was so easy to walk through there.
Awesome.
So many people gave me fucking shit online after we announced that because they were like trying to do the math and they were like, well, you're lying and you're just doing this to sell more booth space. And it's like, no, dude, look, you're not going to, you may not be able to see the extra 6 inches here, the 6 inches there, but you're going to feel it because like space is space.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh my God. It was awesome.
I thought you were doing a good job of sort of hedging yourself, where you're pointing out that you may not be able to see it. It's still there.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be able to see it. I was looking at the floor plan. I was like, I don't know, it looks really similar. But then,
yeah,
like, you know, I had Lauren, mark out every single aisle that had like an extra foot here and an extra foot there. I was like, all right, well, I mean, it's there, you know?
And the difference was shocking. Yeah. I was not expecting such a severe change, such a drastic improvement.
It's odd, but I think the weather helped us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People didn't want to wait outside. And so like the flow was quite a bit better. Ah, faux pas.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Anyway, all right. My voice is done.
Your voice is long done, long ago.
Yes, I'm not going to talk anymore.
Anybody got anything else?
That kink was great.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was awesome.
It was funny.
It looked great.
Yeah.
Like, the before set it started, yeah, the set was crazy.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen any of it, but the intros by Chris Straub are one of my favorite things about PAX.
So good. I want to do a whole cartoon, you know, or at least string them all together. Yeah. Right?
I feel like I'm betraying the show for something that's sort of externally created, but those are so good.
What do you mean externally created?
Well, I mean, they're not like us. They're Straub.
Oh, the cartoons.
Yeah, the cartoons.
Yeah, but we commission them, so we can still...
All right.
They're great.
As long as I'm not backstabbing anybody.
You're not betraying anyone.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
You're so good.
And seeing people in the AI shirts, the official AI shirts, was pretty fun too. That made me very happy.
Yeah, I need to watch that too. Right?
Yeah, so watch that on the Twitch recap as well. That and the final round. Watch both of them. Both great.
I'm going to do that.
Will do.
I was talking to people at home, not you, David.
I'm going to do that.
I guess you can too.
Thank you.
All right. If you guys have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Bye.
Goodbye.